WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX. Do it. Good morning. 7:33. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to be checking in with Hunter in just a little bit for the rock and ride back to school. But in between then, I figured things we talk about having zero tolerance for. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you have zero tolerance for? Mine, you should probably know this by now. I have zero tolerance for unaware driving, all right? People just looking around, lollygagging on the road. And driving up north this weekend during Labor Day weekend, it was, oh my God, the amount of terrible drivers. And people, I can't say this enough, all right? The left lane is not just a driving, it's a passing lane. So if you're going slow and someone's coming up on you, get over. You should be over there anyways. Unless you're passing someone, get your ass over to the right lane, okay? So, yeah, I have zero tolerance for just lollygagging, driving, just not paying attention on the road, okay? You're driving a weapon, basically, all right? It is a machine that you can do a lot of damage with. Take it seriously, for God's sakes. Let's see. We got some comments on Facebook. Jay said people complaining about not having nothing and not doing anything to change it. He has zero tolerance for that. Brandon has zero tolerance for lazy people that don't want to work. Yeah. Jessica has zero tolerance for disrespectful attitudes towards others. I do have that. Like, if you just for the sake of being ugh, if you're just disrespectful, come on. Come on. What are you doing? Let's see. Jay says that he has zero tolerance for people who can't grow or people that grow bad weed. What is this crap? I can't get high on this. This is terrible. It's garbage. Let's see. Jim, I like Jim's. He has zero tolerance for people who drag politics into everything. Yes. Yes. All right. We shouldn't have said, don't discuss politics or religion with your friends. Don't do it. Don't do it, okay? And if you're one of those guys or gals that's at a party and someone says something and all of a sudden you got to bring politics into it, you're the worst. And we have zero tolerance for you. Zero. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you have zero tolerance for? We'll be back. Yeah, good morning. 7:58. We'll talk more about things you have zero tolerance for just a little bit later on, but really, we got to talk about the most important thing, the rock and ride back to school. We got together with our friends at Honor Credit Union, and we picked some lucky winners, and today, we have Ethan and Lucas, and I think we got Hunter on the phone. He's got the kids right now. Let's check in. Hunter, you there, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing? I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied. I'm not going to get in a fight because I'm not going to school. Ethan and Lucas are, man. We're going to Stewart School. I actually just pulled up.
Awesome. So you're at school. You got the kids there on time. What time does school start for them?
I think the door's open at 7:55. I think that's what it is.
7:55. All right. So it's almost time for school to start. Well, can we say hey to the kids real quick?
Yeah. I'm going to pass you to Lucas, right? Ethan.
Ethan.
Which one? Ethan. All right, here you go. He's Ethan.
Ethan. Hi.
Ethan, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good. You all set for school? Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, so you got to ride in the Hummer. How sweet is the Hummer? Is that pretty much the coolest way to get to school?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Now, we got to say, we're sorry Kiki wasn't able to make it this morning. I know you wanted to see her. But she had some stuff to take care of this morning. But she is thinking of you, and she wanted me to tell you that she wishes you good luck, and she blew you a kiss. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I figured you'd like that. So, yeah, so Kiki is wishing you good luck and blew you a kiss this morning. So have fun at school. Get good grades. pay attention, and that way you won't end up a dumb morning show DJ, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, can I talk to Lucas real quick?
Yeah.
All right, put him on the phone.
All right. I got Lucas back here, too. He's trying to take a nap. Hey, Lucas, you up, man? Hey, I'm going to pass the phone to you.
All right.
What's up?
Lucas, you sound tired. Are you awake? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, hey, Lucas, man, I know you had kind of a rough summer. Some things happened, but I'm glad you're doing well, and we're glad we could give you a ride in the Hummer. Are you pretty happy about riding in the Hummer? Is that pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, do you think all the kids are going to be impressed?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So do you have a favorite subject in school that you're excited to learn about?
Science.
Science, that's awesome, man. I remember I talked to your brother earlier, and he liked math. Do you like math at all?
Not really.
No, me either. I'm right there with you, man. Math is too hard. Math is way too hard. Well, hey, man, have fun in science class and have fun in school. You and your brother are going to kick butt, get good grades, and we're glad we were able to give you a ride. So have a great day. Can I talk to Hunter one last time?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later.
All right, Chatty Cathy. You were trying to give these kids an education, much like we didn't get.
So I know, right? Get them into school so they don't end up dumb radio jocks, all right?
Exactly.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Get them into class, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds good, man.
All right, later, buddy.
Later.
All right, we got the kids to school. We made it. So I hope they have a great day. Ethan and Lucas, you guys rock. Thank you for listening to the Plan B Morning Show. And big thanks to their mom and grandma who nominated them for the Rock and Ride Back to School with Honor Credit Union. And that's awesome, man. They're probably in there right now, or at least getting in. I was chatting a little. If I made them late on the first day, I feel terrible. So congrats again to Ethan and Lucas. They're on their way to start their school year at Stewart Elementary in Stevensville. We're going to have more winners tomorrow for the Rock and Ride Back to School with Rock 107 WIRX. We'll be back. Rock 107.